like the whole thing where I start being like, from straight up. Now I don't like the whole situation where you've got to start straight away like, oh guys, welcome to the
Hi, like, subscribe.
I don't like the whole thing.
Make sure you hit the like button. It doesn't suit me. Shit, so. Just live your life.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not a fan of it, but yeah. Anyways, on the On Record podcast episode 5. Obviously to your right or to my right. It'll be their left, innit?
I don't know. That's
just do your point,
Mike, Clark, Luke, the usual suspects, myself, Henry, your Come record on. Podcast episode 4.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, topical conversations as usual. Thought we'd probably start today with talking about the second lockdown, season 2. It's not looking good right now, I guess, for the UK, because I swear we're the only people that are going into a second lockdown.
No, I think the other countries kind of
countries have, yeah.
Who?
But to be fair, New Zealand went into like lockdown as soon as they found out they had like one person.
Yeah, but they did it properly and then they got out of it.
No, but then they found no person, so they put them back into lockdown and shit.
We see with Boris, and it's what it's like from Monday. We've got to
six people less in it. Is it that one or is it started already?
No, I think that's from Monday.
Okay. That's why you're seeing.
I think certain places have it already.
This weekend, bare people. Wow.
Yeah.
Seen that on my Snapchat last night.
I've seen.
You see that thing that I sent you? It was like I'm a 19-year-old that got fined 10,000 for.
I said that.
These times, I'm not gonna pay. I'll just move country.
Move country.
How much was it?
$10,000.
$10,000 for one man.
You know when I was saying Afnan thing, innit?
Yeah.
It was like, I was saying to him, because I saw the report, if you go over
20
people,
that
fine. Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, I remember.
It was scare tactics, but obviously some guys...
No, that's a proper thing, you know, it wasn't...
$10,000.
Apparently. And 19 as well.
He was 19.
Mad. Bro, his parents.
I'm not even bailing you out.
That's fucking a year in uni, bro.
Letting him go for a little bit.
That's like, how's the 19-year-old going to find that money? I'm sure they set a deadline. It's not for like, I'll pay it back.
I don't think there's it's a fine, isn't it? It's a deadline, or they increase it or something like that.
Same as like a parking ticket.
Yeah,
I'm guessing.
But what 90-year-old's got $10,000?
Nobody.
If you're throwing that kind of party, you've probably got a bit of money in it. Because
I'm not necessarily.
Because we know people that threw a party 2 weeks ago, and they definitely don't have that.
No one's got $10,000, man. No one's got $10,000 like that, bro.
No, but I mean,
Shoreditch, like all them places last night, I was talking to a few of like, my teammates.
Yeah.
We're going there last night. Everyone's making the most of it.
Big them up, man.
But the thing is, if you go to, say, for instance, you went like Box Park or something, there's going to be more than 30 man there. So why would you then find someone having 30?
This is why it doesn't make sense what Boris is saying with the whole. He's saying things like you can still play team sports, which obviously yesterday I played in, which is 22 men on a football pitch.
That's what I'm saying.
Touching each other.
Sweating. Sharing bodily fluids.
They're putting...
Yeah. I like sex, but...
They're putting people back to school.
Yeah.
But then, what?
But you're putting people back to school, but you're not putting people back to uni. Do you know what I mean? Like, uni people still doing it online, isn't it?
Is it?
I
saw something the other day where it's like a whole virtual thing. Like they've got like a classroom.
You make your
avatar in it, and it's like, yeah, this is your uni.
You're like a fucking Minecraft.
And you're paying $9,000 for that.
$9,000 for that. Are you mad? I'm so happy I finished with this. Like, even for us, we got shagged a little bit in that second semester.
Yeah, but you're done now, innit? So you're good. Enjoyed most of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I mean.
It's a bit long paying.
It might have done. That whole like between March and June.
Yeah.
From doing work from home, that could have affected some people. That's the thing.
The thing is, you never know if it affects you, innit? Because you have to then
know
what you would have got. Yeah.
Nah, never me. I would have, regardless of what I got, I would have just.
Yeah, I'd have taken.
I'm not going back to uni. No way.
But I know people are going back for masters and shit.
I've seen a few people, but I'm done with education. Yeah, no. But I don't get, like, obviously, I'm hoping we don't go into a second lockdown, because imagine, you know how bad it was between March and, like, the end of June? Imagine how bad it's going to be when it's winter time and it's
But I didn't find it that bad. I'm not gonna lie.
Like, you're in your yard.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Yeah,
you didn't leave your yard, did you?
I'm very Annie, innit?
True, say me too. I was just in my yard, innit? But
that's
it's like
long, like in the cold. Like,
no, I hear you. I hear you.
No, but in the cold, I don't want to leave my yard anyway.
Yeah,
especially if P5's coming out. Do you understand? Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
just coach.
If we've got things to do, innit? Like, furlough. If I have a part-time job, go to that.
Furlough, it's not even furlough, bro. Man, like me, I'm working from home, innit? So, like, they've got that established now. So, man's going to be in the yard, just like,
country,
it's going to be long.
This country can't afford to go back into lockdown anyway, so we're not.
No, but what? You're saying that. So, what? They'd rather let people die?
Yeah, of course they will.
No, but if bare people die,
on a rapid rate.
Yeah.
Like the rate that they were dying last.
They're gonna have to, innit? But the country's finished.
You can't do that. That's
we send everyone back to work.
That's,
like,
I don't even think that's.
Just gets sick.
Surely there's some. There's like a
business really going.
I don't know, man.
Seems
that's
like
inhumane. That's what you can't.
My thing
that.
Is, I just don't want
do
New Zealand.
These people give a fuck.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. They don't care, innit?
Like,
but there's a point where you have to put everyone in lockdown, because if you kill too many people, innit, there's gonna be jobs that aren't getting filled, innit?
True. Everyone's gonna
like all the doctors die, and then what? You're going to someone that's.
You're risking. The frontline workers, number one. They've been at risk the whole period throughout this. And now you want them to work through a number two, yeah?
Whilst everyone else is still working.
Man, them are still working, so it's still going up.
They're going to have to.
If you break your leg
or difference between like controlling it, so only a certain amount of people get it, and then everyone's still back at work, they're not going to be able to deal with that, innit?
True. But
and once the doctors are dead and the nurses are dead, then that's it, innit?
Exactly.
It's going to rise. Time's up. Really though, if you've been a doctor from the start of this year, probably come across it already, and you've been fine.
Yeah,
the chances are you've already had it.
Yeah, but obviously, like apparently, like the strains keep.
I don't know.
Apparently, like it's less. I think people are saying it's meant to be like less lethal now because it's obviously gone through so many people.
Yeah.
How do you know it hasn't like got worse?
But that's what I'm saying. If it's gone through so many people and it's still going, doesn't that mean it's getting worse? Because it's mutating.
Because they were saying it's like it's less deadly. Like it can mutate, but it's not like killing many people.
That's bullshit, bro.
You know what? I don't know if I've had it.
I think that's bullshit, bro. Like if you get that shit, there's a chance that you will die.
Yeah, of course there is, but a lot of people have had it and they're fine. So.
But then I've seen people like having like later on stages, isn't it? Like they're saying like some girls should like home. I don't know what it is. I think it's like to do your eye, isn't it?
Yeah.
But apparently she had that after.
She got glaucoma because of corona.
But apparently, like, it was
that thing like thickens your blood, or it thickens your blood.
Now I'm hearing like some people get
bearish
like heart problems and things like that that come way later down the line.
That's what I'm saying, man. I think it's made to kill fam.
But then I saw something the other day, you know, it was like when it started, it was like the fish market. And you know, you remember what I was saying to you, apparently there was like a virus placed next to that fish market. So there's apparently like a Chinese woman, I think it was on Good Morning Britain. There's a Chinese day that my mum was watching, and she was saying like, "Oh yeah, it didn't come from the fish market; it came from the virus place."
I've heard
like she was meant to be getting silence and stuff.
I think I saw that on Twitter this morning. That is,
but I'm not surprised. Yeah, when I first saw it, it was like American people, and I was like, you know, sometimes they're a bit extreme with it. But I was like,
nah.
The things they were saying, I was like, it does make sense. Like, why would it come from? A bat wouldn't be in the seafood market, in my opinion.
From Wuhan area, she said like she can prove like, that it.
Apparently, bad people were saying they could prove that didn't come from a lab.
Oh, someone said they can prove it came from a lab.
Basically.
But bad people said they could, and then like apparently the people that at the beginning were saying they could prove it started disappearing, isn't it? It makes sense.
Or
like,
well, the people that were trying to prove it started disappearing.
And the people were like in the virus lab, like they all went into lockdown right before and like they deleted everything apparently. But this is where I heard from like an American TV show. I was like, it's not the most trustworthy thing.
Just too much speculation, man.
No one will ever know for certain. Really.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
It could have easily come from some animal that's. We see the markets; they do the way they're set up.
Yeah, but
it's
you
not nice like it.
Yeah, but you got to think like those markets didn't just start in 2019.
True,
like,
but something
it could have, but
mutate and things can.
It could have, but
they can stock. They might eat everything. They eat so many different things, bro. Like they eat so many different things.
True, but you can't live like
fucking hell, bro.
Bro, it's a well-known fact. They eat a lot of different things that we do not eat.
They love it, man.
I don't even know where it came. What's the
thing? Yeah, I just think I'd be very surprised if it came from an animal, because bad animals ain't suffering like we are. If it came from an animal, I'd imagine like it would be.
You know, there's a lot of diseases in this world that come from animals. AIDS, for example, that's come from a man fucking a monkey.
Does it?
I swear, I heard, isn't that where AIDS come from?
What?
AIDS? Or is it? I'm confused. Hold on.
Let me give
you. If you tell me that,
surely
you're telling me that one man fucked a monkey, then that man fucked somebody else.
Yeah,
because you're not. They've got
that.
These animals.
It's not like a virus
like,
you cough on someone yet. Like you've gotta have sexual contact for it to transmit.
That's it.
So
that's
telling
what
one
it
man
is.
Fucked a monkey and it just went.
I swear
nah,
that's.
Nah, it's not. It's not. Apparently, it came from.
I'm sorry, innit? Like, fucking. I've been misinformed. I'm sorry. Fucking hell.
That's terrible.
Wait,
like,
where did it come from?
Apparently, it came from. Humans hunting like chimps and then eating them and then.
Okay,
oh, so it's slightly on the right.
It's a monkey. So, like, do you understand? It's still
came,
a monkey.
That's how HIV and AIDS came about.
Yeah.
The virus came from them.
Yeah, there you go.
All, like, hunting them and touching them and all that.
Fucking hell.
But are you surprised? There's things I'm like, I'm not surprised at. Like, if you eat animals, like.
But I mean, bro,
you're risking it every day.
Chickens, eat cows, animal.
You know you can get like salmonella from a chicken. You know that's like an illness. But you carry on eating, you're like, oh, come. Like, you risk it every day. Every time you eat an animal, you're like, oh,
no, you don't, because you cook that shit properly.
Yeah, obviously. I never had it.
Chicken chips.
Yeah. Nah, bro.
Have you ever got one of the chickens? I've had the inside. It's looking pink. That's what
yeah,
I'm
a lot of players,
yeah
lot
obviously,
of
you man
like,
going to some flipping BTEC.
Bro, there were some players spots. I went after a night out and I threw up like straight away. Like, there's a lot of chicken shops, they sold like.
I've actually never had a bad experience with a chicken shop, I'll be very honest. But
I've got
certain chicken shops in it.
I'll stop eating the meat when I see a bit, like, when I see bare blood and I'm a bit like.
Yeah, like.
It's like pink in it. I can't describe it. Like,
steak?
No, it's just like a chicken. It's like normally on a bone, to be fair. It's normally like. If it's chicken breast and it's pink, I'm not eating it because why?
Yeah,
why would that not cook? If it's on the bone, sometimes like, obviously they just haven't.
Yeah,
like,
fuck that. I don't even know why people eat like steak with that pink thing.
Nah,
in the middle. You need to cook that shit.
It's gotta be.
It's only
well done.
Yeah,
well done.
Well done.
You know when you like sometimes do when you say, "Oh, I want it well done," they bring it out and it's still kind of a bit red in it. It's not bleeding in it, but I'll be like,
I won't lie.
Do I have the effort?
Yeah, there's some psychos that want it bloody. You just see the blood.
What's that? That French restaurant place.
What?
Yeah. That's the only place I ordered steak. I never had it anywhere else. And I made sure.
Yeah, mine was Miller's Cars, and I went to the guy, well done. He's like, no, you're not having it like that. I was like, I'm telling you, I'm having it well done. I was like, he's like, I don't want you to ruin the steak. I was like, I'm telling you, I want it well done.
It's arguing for your own food.
My mom was just like, oh, well done.
Where
was
this?
In Miller's Cars, I read it. I was like, too fair. He was like, oh no. He was like, my mom was like, no, don't even try it. I'm having it well done. Like, I don't see any blood. Like,
what the fuck?
Because I was like to him, I was like, when I say well done, I was like, I'd rather you burn it a little bit in it. Like,
yeah, I don't want to do
it. When he brought it out, he just completely ignored it. It wasn't. I was like, if I see blood, I'm not eating it. He was like, no, it should be a little pink.
Why?
It was probably like the very center that was like little pink. I was like,
why is he trying to force on
you? Because he's like, oh, you'll ruin your steak if you have it. He was like, you're paying for a expensive steak. I was like. No, man, I'm gonna trust you.
You're
like,
paying for your flipping meat to not be cooked properly, basically.
But even when I say well done in restaurants, yeah, they will still bring it out like, some of them will still bring it out like medium well in
it. I've only had it once, so I wouldn't really know. I don't really like steak.
Steak's
I don't
nice.
Mind it. I think it's
steak's nice.
It's definitely gassed up more than it is, isn't it?
Like, it's not even that nice, like, let's be real. Steak and chips.
Yeah. It's a bit basic, isn't it?
Come on, like.
Depends on the spot.
But my thing is, yeah, I just need my meat all cooked properly in it, because, especially for the virus, is it?
Yeah, corona.
But I also wash my meat in it. But
that's another conversation
for another day.
And your rice as well. Make sure you wash your rice.
Who doesn't wash
how,
the rice?
How far?
It says on the rice pack to wash it. I'm not gonna lie.
I know a lot of people that do not wash their rice. But yeah, we have gone a lot off topic from this lockdown.
I was gonna say,
gone from this to rice.
Oh, yeah,
to washing your rice.
Hey, it's gone past 12.
Meant to be a more soul way of
sorry bro
of doing these things.
Cut it out, cut it.
Nah, but obviously, cut if a second lockdown comes anyway, like people are gonna start like offing themselves. Like, honestly, that it's peak. You can some people go through another like what 6 months or however long it was.
You think people gonna commit suicide?
Hard, isn't it?
Bro, obviously. Like the amount of like mental health
people did commit suicide though. Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if they went up. Did the rates go up though?
Of suicide?
I don't actually know.
This
month, like, it was highest.
Is it?
Wow, yeah.
Fucking hell. In England or the world?
Bare people are in the UK because bare people losing their jobs, obviously.
True.
Probably losing family members, things like that. Like,
to be fair, yeah, it probably would go up because imagine if you've got a job and you've got a mortgage, you lose your job. You've technically like started losing everything, innit?
Literally, like.
No, but I think in a time like this, the banks have to be a bit lenient, though. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you would think, innit? You're not going to be like repossessing everyone's house, innit?
They don't give a fuck about people. They actually don't. They care about themselves first.
To be fair, but then it's in the bank's interest not to do that because obviously, like, they claim back your house, but then they need to then sell the house to get the money in it. Do you know what I mean?
Nah, I feel with people.
But you can do, like, what do they say, like, a mortgage holiday, which obviously just means we'll pause it now and then add on later.
Is it?
Mortgage holiday?
Sorry,
did you not hear? That was what they were saying.
Oh,
like,
oh yeah.
So, like, you don't
pay
your mortgage.
People done that.
To be fair, like, if you lose your job, then that's what you've got to do, innit? Like, You're not losing anything. Like, they're just gonna tack it on to the end.
Bank themselves are probably letting people go for fuck's sake. So it's like, right.
Yeah.
Well, they gave landlords tax breaks.
Did they?
Something like that.
No, what was mortgage.
Mike, yeah, Mike was getting.
That guy was ranted for like, he brought that.
Every time I had a message about it, like, oh, I was just like that.
He brought that up.
Anything about anything to do with landlord, I was like,
wait, who's this?
You know Mike, the one we lived with.
Yeah, yeah.
He was basically, when Corona came about, we were trying to get a bit off our rent or like possibly try and cancel our contract a little bit early. And our landlord was like, now you've signed the contract to the door. Basically, obviously, this guy was not trying to
corporate,
give us
corporate, like, you're fucking paying me, Mike.
But Mike, fucking hell. Mike was trying to say something about landlords have been given some kind of tax break or they've been given leniency by the government to keep.
But my thing is, if I was a landlord, like, that's what I kept saying. I was like, I wouldn't care. Like,
yeah,
do you want me to pay your rent now?
Yeah, you're paying me your money. I don't, but like, Mike was like,
you're there because you're paying my mortgage.
He was like, he's like, yeah.
If I let you go early, next thing you know, I'm paying it myself. Like,
it's like, these men are criminals. They're like,
he went after
he was fuming.
If you saw the landlord, bro, I reckon it's smart. Then. Proper smart. He was not after
Mike isn't going to be able to bang our landlord. Bro. Like, let's be real. Like,
I reckon he would. I'll back him. I've seen the landlord. I'll back him.
What? The landlord to bang Mike?
No, Mike bang the landlord.
No way.
Not me in it, some other brother.
No way. I reckon Ben.
No way.
No fucking landlord's banging me,
he's
Mike.
He's not banging him. No way.
Smack any.
Come on.
Lay him in.
No,
he's at least your height.
Weigh him in.
Mike's my height. And
he's probably like my weight as well.
And a lot skinnier than me already. There's no way.
I mean, if
way.
He gets that one good punch, isn't it?
That's not, I'm telling you now, he's not doing that. But regardless, let's move on because this lockdown conversation has just
gone left.
It's gone wrong. And I'm blaming, But anyways,
I've got no.
Now, what point was you going to make this?
How dare you?
I was just talking like how, obviously, I was going to talk about how it kind of affects, like how it could affect the UK, really, to be honest, or if it will happen.
The thing is,
well, I don't know.
My thing is, if you know when everywhere went into lockdown, in my mind, I was like, surely it wouldn't affect you that much because everywhere's in lockdown, everyone's not making as much money. Do you know what I mean? Like,
unless you're Jeff Bezos.
But it's just like long, it's just long because I'm not trying to just sit in my yard. It's just boring.
If there's new things to do.
Yeah. Do you not remember the way it was though? Like when we first went into lockdown, it was just long, like every day.
I'll be very honest with you. When lockdown started, I was having the time of my life, bro. I felt like I was 16 again, just in my room, banging P4 24/7.
But then to be fair, like when lockdown started for us, we were still doing uni in it, so
yeah,
I didn't have time to be like, it affects me. And but even in the last few months, it hasn't bothered me in it. Just don't care.
Like but to be fair, had like just time of work and you were blessed.
Yeah, just but like us, fucking chilled. Obviously. Now they've just implemented all this stuff and now you're working from the yard.
What happens if you got a contract with where you work in it and your phone breaks down or like it breaks? Did you have a call center throughout that to let people fix their phones or what was going on?
Yeah. I actually don't know. I think maybe
that's the help desk will definitely. Like most offices, they have a help desk.
I mean, there was obviously. I mean, was still, I guess, some people working. I guess
if your phone breaks during lockdown, you're
yeah, 100%.
You gotta get sent a new. I don't even have insurance on this phone.
If you don't have insurance, that's your own
palaver. To get my camera fixed.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have insurance.
I can't.
Fuck insurance, bro. It's a fucking con. I'll be very honest with you.
The thing is, every time my phone breaks, most of the time they say like you can't get it for accidental things.
They charge me as well. Like I had insurance. And
You pay in excess. That's what I'm saying. You pay in excess, and you're paying this every month.
That's what I'm saying. The money I'm saving, I'll just.
Yeah, pay my man to fix the screen.
And the phone breaks hard enough.
I don't know. I'm careful with my shit anyway. You just get a screen protector case. Blessed. What the fuck? Oh yeah. Wait.
No, not then.
So you done it twice.
That was something else. But I dropped it out of the when it was at 30, huh? It was like 30 degrees and that. I was sitting like, outside my window and it fell out.
Why was you just chilling casually
so
outside?
So hot, bro. It was just too hot. Like, it was
while during that heat wave.
Yeah, it was too hot.
Yeah.
My room was just baking. I had to get out. I was in my hand. Dropped out. I think these things happen. But yeah, my camera broke, didn't work for a day, didn't have insurance, had to go and get something sorted, but...
Fucking hell.
I'm a clumsy guy, what can I say?
Anyways, evidently.
Huh?
Evidently.
I'm saying, yeah, let's move. You watch Soccer Aid, didn't it? Did you watch it?
Nah.
I didn't actually watch it, but I know,
I know
what happened, didn't
it? I don't feel like I need to watch it, it was on Twitter.
Yeah, it was kind of dead, I won't lie to you, but it was like...
Yeah, the highlight, obviously.
Philly scored. Big him up for that. But yeah, Yaya Toure, innit? You heard about this?
Nah, I didn't
think so. Yeah, I heard what happened.
Nah, to think
so. He got kicked off of Soccer Aid, correct me if I'm wrong, innit? He got kicked off of Soccer Aid because he was like flaunting that you can get all these girls into a hotel and da da da.
Oh shit, yeah, no, I did.
And then, like, I think he got in the bathtub or something with a girl and he's recording it, innit? And, like, was he naked? I don't even know if my mum. I don't know what happened, but yeah, he's with this thing and he's flaunting whatever's happening. They're in the bathtub, so obviously I'm guessing they're naked. And, like, he sent it to the Soccer Aid group chat, innit? And all their men in there, they just snaked him and then they got him kicked off the flipping thing.
Nah, surely, like, the organisers.
I don't think that, yeah, they were probably in the group chat themselves.
You probably sent it to, like, the group admin as well. They were probably like,
wait, what?
Because so obviously, if you make a group chat, it's probably going to be like the organisers that are in that group chat.
No, I think there was like, I don't know.
He's just like, apparently, I think I read something the other day, like, when City won the league, he refused to have his picture taken with champagne or touch it because he's a Muslim, right?
Right.
But then, like, a few weeks later, he was caught, like piping a breast or something, like a stripper. Like, the guy is not serious.
I have a thing, innit? Like, I've seen bad people, like, innit?
Just terrible,
what a fucking fiend, bro.
That's not even just Muslims, that's just, like, bare religious people, innit? Like,
these niggas, fam. I don't understand.
Bare religious people were a bit, like...
For the cameras, this guy is like...
What a joke, man.
Man, to allow for the cameras and then behind the scenes.
Like, that's crazy, though. Like, what? Why is he pulling these stunts? What's going on in his life, fam, that he's pulling these stunts, flaunting things and sending it to the chat, fam? What the fuck?
I swear this guy's, like, 42.
He's older than that now. Surely he's older than that now.
I think he's about 40. He was playing in the Prem back in 12, 13, maybe. Then he went, yeah.
Didn't he play till like 34, 35?
He might be in his 40s, but yeah. The guy is a scumbag. There's a lot of typical African man, like.
You too.
What's a typical African man, bro? What the hell?
No, I think that's just typical football.
One of them uncles, bro. Like, it's moody, now he moves like an uncle. Like, just the way, you know, I was talking to you before the podcast started, you know, them ones that just, like, they'll be, like, spending bare money on, like, a couple Beckys.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
Yeah, but he's got bread, isn't it? He's living,
like,
his life.
That's what I'm saying, but, like, he stands there, like, on the corner, and it's been like, yo.
Uncle Yaya.
That's what he's like. That's my opinion of him.
Oh, shit. Corner,
but he just does, that's what he does for a living.
He's doing his thing, innit? Big him up.
But so great, he was there, but obviously Chunks feeling that. Chunks was...
Mr. Penalty.
Oh, yeah,
Mr. Pen came on, got subbed off after, like, 20 minutes.
That thing with Maya Drama saying he bagged her. Then she came out and said something about, oh, we're probably related.
Yeah.
He signed Sky Sports.
Yeah. Big him up for that still.
Oh, yeah, actually, no, on that point, what do you lot think? Because this kind of two-way, you see this lead on to Greenwood and Foden as well in a minute.
Yeah.
But obviously, Sky Sports, they announced they were dropping, I think, like, 3 or 4 of their pundits, like, older white males, innit?
Yeah.
And they were bringing in Micah Richards, Alex Scott, you know,
female.
Now Chunks. Yeah. He's not on that side.
Yeah, I think he's
on,
like, separate.
He's on, like, the morning, like, little fun one. But still, they're bringing in, like, a lot more diversity. Yeah. And obviously, a lot of people, I'm seeing on Twitter a lot as well, like, a lot of people getting angry about players kneeling, all that stuff.
They need,
like,
to shut this up.
I don't care. You reckon it's a good thing? Obviously, for us, it's a good thing, but I feel like...
I think it's school of thought, innit? Some people, like, older people, like, even my dad said the other day, is like, the only good thing, like, coming out of this, like, they're giving you more opportunity now. It doesn't matter, like, how you get the job, innit?
True.
Like, you've got it.
True.
But then I'm sorry, but, like, yeah, it took us, like, you're only doing it because it's popular, innit? So
yeah,
if someone's getting made redundant, you might just be like, I mean, you're only here for a little bit of decoration,
you know,
innit? Like,
yeah, you know what it is, though, right? I feel like it's going to create more racism in this country because people are going to be like, we're not seeing the faces we want to see on TV.
But that's ridiculous,
though. But it's true, like, it's true, because I was saying to someone the other day as well, like, you see with the kneeling thing or something, I can't remember what it was. It was like, they announced, like, little things that, oh, we're going to make. Oh, it was the Oscars, apparently. The Oscars, basically. It was something like, to win an Oscar now, you have to have a certain amount of diversity in your film. Or it might not be the Oscars, it's some kind of American, like, TV awards, yeah. So what it is, yeah, like, they do these things to, like, make, to create outrage, if you know what I mean. Like, be like, oh, white. So, like, say, like, they'll be like, oh, I can't explain it exactly. It's like they'll be talking, they'll announce this, like, oh, you've got to have a certain amount of diversity in a film now.
Yeah.
To, like, and then people get outraged, be like, oh, why does it matter? Duh, duh, duh.
Yeah.
But that's, like, taking away from the real problem, which is just equality. It's not like, you don't want necessarily, like, I know we do need more representation in certain films, but that's not really the base issue. The base issue is police brutality, like.
To be fair, I want more representation, like, but I want to know, like, it needs to be a valid reason, not because you need to.
But these are like, they're reasons that aren't really, like, you don't need to necessarily have a diverse cast to win an Oscar. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah, That's not the main, the whole thing behind Black Lives Matter.
I don't think.
See, Black Lives Matter, it wasn't made so we got more people into the film. Do you know what I mean? It was made because people were getting fucking killed because
They're
black. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, things like that, that's what people really want.
Yeah.
But you're not really, you're concentrating on, like, the media now.
But however, I do think, like, if you put more black people in it, it could help the movement in it.
Or, like, movies in general.
Yeah, like,
I don't agree with that personally.
I don't know. Like, what I'm thinking is, like, depending on the type of movie or the director wants, you can't just have, like, there's certain movies that there's not gonna you're not gonna have a black person.
Yeah, but to be fair,
you're not gonna have an Asian person. You're not gonna have a white person. Do you know what I'm saying? So yeah. I don't feel like you can't win an award because of that.
That's what I'm saying.
At the same time,
if it's historically, like, correct, where, like,
it doesn't have to be historically correct. It's just.
But then I feel like there's no time in the world where there was only one race in a certain place. You know what I mean?
100%.
Like, most of the movies that the Americans make will be like, what, just before World War, like the 1900s, isn't it? Like, you can't tell me there was no blacks, no indigenous people there, do you know what I mean? Like,
no, yeah, you're right.
Unless it was like, you're doing like segregation, but it's like, there can only be a white person in that room.
Now, but you know, like, some films, like, don't need to have.
Yeah, yeah, I get it, but like, think about, like, but what now at the moment?
Yeah, true, true. Like, in this day and age.
Most of the movies they make, there's no reason.
But then, like, same time, yeah, you see with, like, in the UK and. Like, diversity in, like, TV shows and films and that.
Yeah.
We're only like 3% of the population in this country, so how much can we really demand them to show us? And that kind
of
comes back.
You say that, but when you think of 3%, yeah, it sounds low. But, like, on a normal day, when we walk around, you're not the only black person.
Depends where you're living, though.
Yeah, but I'm just, like, but either way, like,
cause if you're living,
but even though, as long as you're in that place, then you're there's not black people. Do you know what I mean? Like. Like, say if I went to town, there was no black people, then there's one black person because I'm there.
I hear that, but it might be like one black person amongst like five, like one to five or something.
Yeah.
So how
but
much can
yeah, but like, I'm thinking, like, that's what I'm saying, but like most of the films they make, like, I think in the UK it's a bit different because like when people came in, it was like a big rush. Like, it started with like the Caribbean people, then like Asians and stuff like that.
No.
But obviously, there were still black people here before those times, but.
But I'm not even defending what people are trying to say in terms of.
No, there's things I don't. Like,
but like, I don't think necessarily. Like, I feel that's why it goes back to the point we always talk about. You need to start investing in your own, like, you know, like, no signal.
Yeah, yeah.
Because really and truly, like, you're never gonna get like all black cast in the UK.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, why would you?
The thing is, I don't want all black cast though.
But we're not the majority, so I feel like people like trying to be like, oh, rah, like, get. We want all
black. Yeah, I just think
like, it's not gonna happen. Like,
my thing is where you can make it diverse cast. If that makes sense. I don't think people care.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you watch like Downton Abbey, I'm not like, oh, there's no black. Well,
yeah,
I don't
know, yeah,
it might
yeah.
be, I haven't watched it probably.
But I think never. What,
but
what,
I don't. It doesn't bother me because I know what kind of I'm expecting from that one.
But they make.
But then if you're doing like EastEnders and there's no black people, like,
yeah,
it's meant to be accurate representation of London. Do you know what I mean? Like,
now, but they make like fake outreach and that over like things like that. They EastEnders now. People are calling for more diversity just to create that fake outrage.
There's already so much diversity there already.
Yeah,
so
I think within your own communities, I can only really speak for black people, like, they don't really know what they want when they say diversity. You see the other day, it was like Stormzy like released that thing and he used like dark, it was like characters and he used like dark skinned people, and then dark skinned people were like, oh, right, so he's only using dark skinned people now that it's relevant. It's like, well, why is there no light skin representation? And I was like,
people have
but if it was the other way around, they would still say the same. I was like,
they have a problem.
So like, oh, but Storm's the only light.
Yeah, these days, man. We were saying it earlier. Like, just I don't know, man. These days, no matter what you do, you just have your.
Yeah.
You can't please.
Yeah, 100%. That's why. Demographic sometimes people. I'm like, I get why some people are like, it's just so hard to please. I can only say black because I don't really know about other cultures.
Yeah. So.
Because even as a black person, I'm a bit like, but if I do a certain thing, they'll be like, oh, he's light skinned.
You see, even like the China thing as well. You know, like people are trying to go and saying, oh, but you lot were here for Black Lives Matter, but you're not here for.
The Muslim
people been coming out and saying that, but it's like
I saw that at the beginning though. You remember when like the virus first came out? I can't remember who it was, but it was an Asian girl and was like, I can't remember what she said. She was basically like along the lines of like, our black people, you want our support, but now like, why are you not supporting us when they're saying like, don't you need to support like, Asian businesses? And I was like, that's what she, like, that was the tweet. It wasn't like hinted that it was like, our black people, you need to support us because you want us to help you. I was like, imagine saying that, like, why, like, I can't describe it, like, why do I need to support you now? Because like, support should just be there, innit? I shouldn't have to support you for you to support me. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's what you see with like then like 2 weeks later I saw in Nigeria some like Chinese restaurant was only letting Chinese people in.
Yeah.
They weren't letting Nigerians.
And I saw that, yeah.
Like, so it's like, you're not supporting us. Really,
and I saw Bear, because, let's be real. Yeah, under that feed, people were like, that's when they were like, so Bilal, like, it was like an Asian person. I don't know if it was, I think it might have been Kenya actually. And they were like, oh, but look how the Chinese people that don't even like, they're not from here, are treating the black people.
And then in China, they weren't, they were starting to put the blame onto black people.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. I saw it was like a Chinese woman, like yeah. In McDonald's was like, so the black woman, get out, like, oh, you're dirty. So you're gonna, because it was mainly Nigerian people, and they were locking them in their like flats and stuff, and I was like.
So you're going to come and start going on about, oh, we're not supporting you when you're still doing these things.
That's what I'm saying, like, the thing is, like, I'm happy
to support you anyway, but I'm just saying.
My point is, like, please, you're not saying anything about, like, what your people are doing now.
Please don't deny this is existing, because it very much is, and it's a bit annoying that you're kind of trying to go on about it.
Do you mean, like, if you know your people are doing bad, you need to like say something like against them. Do you know what I mean? Like,
talking about China, what do you not think about thingy, like the concentration camps, like the Muslims? I'm not saying like, what do you think? Obviously, I know we think it's bad enough.
Yeah, also, I'll never be.
In terms of like, you see the way no one's really doing anything.
Yeah,
like,
but I've seen it in the news a few times. To be fair,
you've seen it on the news, like what BBC?
I think it was Channel 4.
I think now
Channel 4 is like mad.
It's picking up. It's picking up more now.
I think it's only because of social media.
Yeah, yeah. If social media wasn't here, this would be going on for years without.
Just George Floyd thing wouldn't have happened. Nothing would happen without social media as well.
Yeah.
Just like
it's because they can't get away with it now because of social media.
Yeah, you can't ignore because people are calling.
Yeah,
there was a protest for it as well. I think recently on Saturday.
I saw something they're going to like the Chinese embassy in London and gonna do like a protest and that.
No. The BBC interviewed some Chinese ambassador, like. A month ago, and he just denied it. He was like, "I don't know what you're talking about." Like this is, he just kept changing the subject.
Yeah, I've seen him starting to come on like the news channels.
So it will, it's gonna.
They're not doing it on like their like prime time, and it's like you know when they have that bit at the end where like everyone's probably clicked off now.
I don't understand how. Well, I do understand why no one's doing anything, but it's just sad. Like, how many more people are gonna die?
Like, because you know they can get away with it, but like,
I don't understand because like, what when Hitler was doing it was a mad thing, innit?
I slightly feel like they ignored that for a little bit. Like Hitler didn't just like bang, they were like, oh,
when you read into like the history, I swear like
we need to like interfere now, innit?
I swear the US only got involved for economic reasons or something like that, or political. Yeah. Like
they made bare money for the war, like because they sold like the UK like ammunition. I remember learning that.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure like even they don't really take notice until something doesn't benefit.
I feel like Hitler, when they started paying attention, was when he started going across Europe. And,
when it was just
if we let him get to France, we'd be like,
if he stayed in Germany,
yeah,
and never left and just killed, like,
when he started it, like they let it go, innit?
I think they would have probably not said anything.
Yeah, it
was only when he started being like, I'm gonna take over the world.
By the time it got to France, I was like,
they obviously they write history in it to tell you probably that.
But that's when I was thinking, you know, when you talk about representation, that's what I was thinking about, like. You know how like in all war films it only ever white people.
Yeah, that's true.
They only show you like those Asian people, like the black people.
You know what's mad? Like I actually didn't know about that until probably this year.
I think I knew about it, but you know you don't know it in detail. Because obviously, like I knew because like when the Caribbean came, like that's why they invited because they helped in the war.
I actually,
you know, you just think like you look over that kind of thing. You're like, oh.
Yeah, because obviously growing up in textbooks and that and like, films, as you said.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
But when I first figured it out, I was like, oh, that's a bit shocking, isn't it? Like,
I had no idea. Like, I thought it was just. British like men that went to war and not know they were black
people. That's why they invited like people from their colonies over, because they're like, oh yeah, you helped us, innit? But like, yeah.
That makes sense. And then India had a lot of soldiers as well or something. Mm-hmm. India had a lot of soldiers or something.
That's what I'm saying, like Gurkhas.
I never knew that. That's mad. That's mad how they obviously cover it up and like write it so you don't actually have a clue about it.
But that's what, that's this country, innit? Like in general, innit?
True.
It was like saying like, all the stuff that wouldn't have been here if it weren't people saving us, like NHS wouldn't be here if you didn't get the nurses from the Caribbean, like this wouldn't be here if you didn't get the nurses from Asia. Like,
you see the other day, so
why don't you fucking go back to Africa?
You see that Gary Lineker advert?
Go back to Africa!
That Gary Lineker advert was like, with fish and chips.
I haven't seen it.
Not even English or something.
Yeah, it's not.
I swear
it's
from somewhere else.
I swear it's somewhere like
French
France
or something.
Yeah. So what is English?
What food actually is English?
Chicken corn.
Beans.
Baked beans. That they probably came from somewhere too.
Full English breakfast is British English.
Is it really?
I don't know, mate.
Yeah, when you actually
I don't know.
By the way, sausages are from probably be like somewhere like Germany or some shit, innit?
Stole everything and like.
Well, yeah, I guess they are from Germany, innit? Fucking hell.
Stole everything. Not even fish and chips.
Like do you know what I mean? Like, they think that's the English thing ever.
The most British food you can get. It's not even English. That's mad.
If I speak, I'm in big trouble.
Speak, you're speaking. Say what you want to say, innit? But I'm just, that's mad. I never even knew that. Now what?
It's the way they get away with it, and they're like, they pay over you, they're like, yeah, that's, trust me, that's true. Man.
Literally.
But someone, if I went to another country, like, what's the ink British? I'd be like, fish chips. I'll say it with it.
Exactly, but
it's always like, it's not, I'd be like, I'll stick it on it.
The national food is like curry or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
In this country. That's what, like, in the UK.
But then apparently, like, you know, like, chicken korma, that was made for, like, the UK. Like, it's not an actual Indian dish.
What?
Like, oh, in India, yeah, chicken korma's not, like, a thing, innit? Like,
they made it for, yeah, because it's, like, a spice.
Because certain people can't have a spice.
I heard about that. That's mad. They actually haven't got anything. But I was going to, obviously, what we were talking about before with the Sky Sports, we're going to go back to that, innit, with Foden and Greenwood, innit?
Oh, yeah.
What you just said about that, like, I don't think, you see, what they've been kind of scapegoated.
Part of me, yeah, is... Because at first, I wasn't blaming the girls, but I was thinking, like, because it was on a closed story, innit? And I was thinking, right, but like, why have you leaked this? And then she's like, oh, I didn't leak it. It was one of my friends. And I thought, bro,
well, she's
that's
dumb.
Not your friend. Why is she in your closed circle? That's like, oh,
it's not even that. It's you are talking to professional footballers who have a big audience,
yeah,
and you're recording it and you're saying you didn't leak it, bitch. Like, come on, man.
What do you think? I think she's a model, isn't she?
I don't know.
Yeah,
it was on her social.
Yeah, I think she is a model still. She is a model still, like in Iceland.
Yeah.
But, like, bro, if you're going to put that on Snapchat and you're talking to footballers, you don't think people are going to be like...
And then also, like, who are your friends that you can't trust them? Like, if you're on my close circle, I don't really have one, but if you were on my close circle, that shit wouldn't be... I wouldn't get expected to get leaked, innit? Like, and that's... Your friends calculated that leaked it, innit? Like, if you didn't leak it.
Nah, man, they knew what they was doing, man. They knew what they was doing. The fact that they've even recorded it, they knew what was going to happen in the end.
Yeah,
because... And they're taking pictures of the people when they're in the room. They're like...
That's
here with Mason and Phil.
Yeah, that's
the fuck? And you're not leaking. Why are you taking pictures?
The first thing I saw was the video of her, like, I think, I don't know if it was her or her friend, like, but one of them was filming each other and they were filming the phone call.
Yeah, and they're speaking to them on Snapchat.
Oh, what do you
want to
do when we come to the hotel?
Yeah, he's like, oh, what are you going to do?
Why would you feel that unless you knew you wanted, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you knew what you was doing. That
was fuck.
You can't act innocent.
There's no, you can't. There's
my thing is, like, are we surprised?
No excuse.
I wasn't even mad at them, was I? Look at the age.
The 18, 19 year olds, isn't it? Yeah. What do you expect?
Trying
to
money,
trying
like,
to just pipe some things, isn't it?
But people only mad
trying to use their
like,
clout.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they only got mad because they had to. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure their bosses didn't care. That, like, okay,
they're probably rating them in the change room. Like, right, biggie man up, and obviously for the media, it's like,
do you know what I mean? Like,
right, we've had to send them home. Like, yeah. Unfortunately, they've broken procedure.
You only had to act outrageous because that's meant to be the thing you have to do. But
literally.
On a normal day, you don't know what someone's doing in the house anyways, do you know what I mean?
Literally. But that's dumb though, because that's their first call-up for England, isn't it?
Yeah, I saw that. It's just after their debut, innit?
I forgot about that, innit? Both of them, first call-up.
First call-up for England, bro, and they're doing that fuckery, though.
But that's my thing, like, that's no different from what anyone else would have done on their first call-up. Do you know what I mean? Like, I bet if you ask bare footballers, they'll be like, yeah, we had bare girls at our hotel.
Yeah, so
it's only because it's quarantine and they got caught.
Literally, that's it.
I think they would have got caught and the Sun would have made something of it regardless, but it wouldn't have been as big as you said if it wasn't for
I don't think it would, because you think a footballer's going abroad.
Yeah, if it weren't for Corona, then they'd do it and then they just...
I don't think anyone would care. That's what it is.
What the fuck?
I don't. Yeah, it's mad.
They love, like, if it was Greenwood on his own, I think he would have got it worse.
Yeah.
Because obviously he's like a mixed guy in it, but Foden got let. Yeah,
gentrified it for him.
Foden has got you. And the wife.
How old is my man?
He's like 20.
Fucking hell.
And he's
active, fam.
Oh yeah, because I saw that she apparently forgave him, didn't it? Like, she was like, oh, I forgive him. And I was like, what was she going to do?
Yeah,
like,
she wants the money.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's got 50 like, grand in your pocket every week. Come on, forgive him.
We were talking about that.
You're on the peas, fam.
We were talking about that. When was it? On the way here, innit? Like, double standards and that. Like, obviously, she's
It's double standards.
She's staying with him in it. Well, I'm not even gonna like,
because of money,
I'm not gonna get into it too much, but it's a bit like, yeah, more time, they're gonna stay because the money.
But see, I don't think that's even a double standard, because I've seen bare men do that as well. Like, if a woman's making more money,
nah, I feel like
if you're comfortable in what you're living, like, I'm not gonna be like,
and you catch your missus cheating,
depends how much it is. We don't have to share the same bed. Have you not, like, I can't remember who it was, isn't it? Like, I think it was Mary J. Blige. I don't think she was cheating, but her husband, she was making way more money than her husband, innit? But he was just sticking there because he's like, I need the money.
I'm not gonna lie to you, if my wife was a millionaire, I don't know, like, you're living.
It depends on what.
I'll move like Jeff Bezos' wife, fam. I will sue that bitch.
Yeah.
I will take my fucking 100 billion.
Yeah,
whatever.
But for the media, I'm not gonna be saying that's what I'm about to do. I'll be like,
but now hear this though.
We'll get through it together.
You see,
behind the scenes, we're coming for that money.
Who's getting through what, fam?
Yeah, you see, Foden, he's not married to her, so technically, if he broke up with her, does she get anything? No.
I don't know how the UK works.
That's
what I'm saying. Like, She probably went to her family. They're probably like, no, I don't like
yeah,
like,
they're like, they're footballers. They do it all the time.
You're, as a parent, you're not probably like, you probably like respect yourself a bit more, but you like, just think.
Yeah, just
it depends where you're from, innit? Like, if I was from like from the slums, I'd be like,
the life you're
just
living.
Just think about it.
The life she's living.
We'll finesse in some point, doing it, like.
Yeah, 100. They'll get married.
She's not sat there like, oh, it's calm, it's calm. She's probably thinking like, how am I going to finesse him?
I think I think he'll leave her anyway at some point.
Yeah, but as you got, you said you got a kid with him,
yeah.
She's sorted.
It's up to him.
Yeah, to be fair, at this point, if I've got a kid with someone, I'll probably be like, let's balance me, the kid. You won't look after the kid, isn't
it?
Got
a wife and kids.
Yeah, but you see, like, Future, the other day, got taken to court for one of his kids, or the baby mums, and she was trying to get, like, 40k out of him per month, yeah. And he got it down to, like, 3k a month or something.
Do you know, what's his name, Dr. Dre, his wife's, like, asking for 900k a month.
$2 million. It's $2 million.
Yeah, but that's what she wants. But she wants 900k just in entertainment.
And then she put like 200. She put like 200k.
Don't forget, yeah.
200k for charitable donations.
Yeah.
Who gives away 200k a month to charitable donations?
And also, what are these charitable donations? I'll donate.
Not even fucking Jay Z does that, bro. And you're asking for $2 million.
But to be fair, at first I thought I was mad, innit? And then I was like, oh, but you're a billionaire. Think about how much money that is. That's $100 million.
She's
that's not actually that much. I was thinking, even in the rest of your life, that's not that much.
Nah, she's
$2 million a
what
year.
What has she done to deserve this?
Yeah, but that's 24 million. That's a year. Yeah, that's.
She ain't like,
think
two
about
mil.
A billion.
Fuck that. She ain't getting
as a billionaire. That's not much. Yeah, but I'm saying
Future won't even pay his baby mum or his child, bro. Like.
Yeah, but you got to think. Yeah,
that 3K is burning him though. You know that 3K is burning.
Yeah, but you got to remember how many kids Future's doing this to. Yeah.
Fucking hell.
You got to remember if you're a billionaire, like if Jeff Bezos' wife was like, "Oh, I want $2 million a month." Like, that's not much to them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's probably,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
the equivalent to $2,000 because you're a billionaire. Like, it's a lot to us. We're like, that's right, that's mad.
It's just a principle.
I probably won't see that in my lifetime.
To, even if I'm a billionaire and someone comes to me being like, I want this.
Yeah, I think, do you know what? Marriage is mad because, you know, you, like, you pay spousal support because you have to pay for the lifestyle they've come accustomed to in it. So, like, say, for instance, I'm taking you from, like, the hood. You've got, like, you're in zero, like,
yeah,
beat up car. Because I've made you, like, you've lived the lifestyle of a millionaire. I have to make sure you maintain that. So that's why, like, Dre's wife's doing that, because she, like, you have to maintain the lifestyle she's got used to, innit? So if she came from nothing, she's now got used to, like, spending 10 years or spending millions
bollocks.
A month.
That's bullshit.
I think, I don't know if it's only in America. That's why I'm saying, that's why I was like, I'll sign a prenup.
Yeah, 100%.
No, what's his name? Adele.
Bro, she lost most of her money, innit?
Yeah, bro. Flipping her man.
That's what I mean. Like,
all
knew,
her
he,
bread,
he came
bro.
Accustomed to the lifestyle. She had to maintain
he
it.
He knew. She was.
That's what I mean. That's mad, innit?
Let's be real. Like,
what?
So yeah. I saw people like King Amongst Kings.
What?
People were like, oh, Adele's man's finesse King Amongst Kings. Because you know women always like getting queens. You know when they like, you see a woman finesse, like, get a queen.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah,
King
yeah.
No, yeah, big man up, fam. He's a fuck. Nah, like, I'm trying to be like him, fam. I am trying to be like him, bro.
He stayed with it.
She took all her bread.
Now she's piping Skepta anyway.
I think she's done with Skepta now.
What he's done with her.
I don't think I was thinking it. I don't think I was thinking it.
Oh, was it fake?
I don't know.
I thought people were just joking when she did the Jamaican thing.
I thought it was serious though.
Yeah, I thought he was.
I saw pictures of them together in it.
Oh, it might be.
Yeah.
Last time I knew, he was dating Naomi Campbell, wasn't it? So.
She's like 50, isn't she?
Adele's 50?
No, Naomi Campbell.
Naomi Campbell.
But I was talking about her suing her billionaire boyfriend. They're like suing each other for like property and shit. I was like,
Oh yeah, when you got
money, like suing people ain't even that mad, is it? Like,
suing each
if I had money, I'll sue you. Right, I want my chair
for
back.
Me, relationships. I'm not saying I'm gonna be a millionaire, but it sounds long.
That's what I think. But I was thinking because my plan is to become a millionaire, innit? I'm thinking like, bro,
everyone, my boy,
scares me. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, scares. That's what scares me.
When you
like,
get there, yeah, who like all these people like are gonna try and take that from you? Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Wait, so prenup stuff? What's explain to me exactly what prenup is? I'm not too. I kind of like, know, but.
I think there's different ones, but I saw one saying like, you sign a prenup to say like, what I have before the marriage like stays out of it, and then we basically start from zero as a marriage. So,
okay.
Like, whatever we build together, I'll split that with half.
That's
of
a good idea.
Fair
that's
enough.
The prenup
that's
I'll get.
I'm
so I'll be like,
signing,
that's fair enough, innit?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm
if both of us
yeah,
are built
100%.
In. However, like, say for instance, we sign a prenup and I'm the only one working. Do you have a really big?
Yeah, but then if you've
but
like, when you planning on getting married, like probably not to like at least like 30.
Yeah.
So by the time you're 30,
that's
you're
what I'm saying. Like,
you're gonna hope that you've made a bit for yourself.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's when you're making, I guess,
yeah,
good amounts of
I think
money.
That makes sense. Protect everything you have before the marriage. Man.
And then even if you start, even if you're still working and she's not working,
yeah,
then at least you still got your. Maybe
yeah,
if you bought yourself a property before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you still got that.
I don't want
to,
it
yeah,
is, I mean, like,
you still got that like, if things go south.
Yeah.
That's my aim.
Because to be fair, at first I was bare against him. I was like, it shows you don't like trust another person. You think. Then I was like, on the flip side, also, if I actually sign it, you don't do it.
Nah, you don't. You actually don't know in this life, but yeah, before we go any deeper, anyway, that's the On Record Podcast, episode 5, joined by myself, Luke, and Mike's. see you again soon.
Yeah.
Calm.